Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Deborah Brown with the American Lung Association of the Mid-Atlantic. Welcome to the show, Deb. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having the American Lung Association.
The new 16th annual State of Tobacco Control Report has been released. Let's start with the purpose of this report.
Sure. So the American Lung Association State of Tobacco Control Report looks at what types of tobacco control policies are being implemented and how they basically protect Americans from the enormous toll of tobacco use and the toll that it takes on the lives and the economy. So it's a report card of sorts that looks at five different areas.
Before we look at how Virginia fared on this report, let's start with the national level. What did it find there?
Well, I think at the national level, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We know that policies are not in place, policies are being weakened, and so the American Lung Association really is looking to work at a variety of levels to make sure those policies are as stringent as they can be and as protective as they can be.
Is the nation continuing to see a reduction in the number of people smoking?
The nation is seeing that our adult and youth cigarette smoking rates are at historically low levels. And I do want to mention that even though we're at historically low levels, not everyone in America has benefited equally from the decline. There are certain geographic areas and populations, such as people who struggle financially, people who live in more rural areas, and people with mental illness, they continue to experience high rates of tobacco use and are really at the greatest risk for tobacco-related death and disease.
Well, let's look at Virginia in this report, the 16th Annual State of Tobacco Control Report from the American Lung Association. How does Virginia fare overall? What's the assessment?
Well, Virginia did receive all Fs for the five particular areas, which are tobacco prevention and control program funding, tobacco taxes, smoke-free air, access to cessation services, and the minimum age of sale for tobacco products to age 21. So we have a lot of work to do in the Commonwealth, and we know that there are some key actions and proven public policies that we could use that are included in the State of Tobacco Control, and they really provide the blueprint for the federal and state leaders to save lives and end the tobacco epidemic. So in Virginia, we're looking to reduce tobacco use by increasing the cigarette tax by at least $1 per pack, and creating what we call tax parity between cigarettes and other tobacco products, as well as making sure that we're fully funding prevention and cessation programs at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended level.
Is this a surprise that Virginia received all Fs?
Well, I think it is not a surprise. I think, you know, this has been the grade that Virginia has received for many years now. And so I'm hoping that as we move forward with a new administration in the state legislature, we will be able to work with them to enact these proven policies that we know will reduce tobacco use and exposure to secondhand smoke and save many lives.
I'm Robert Allen, talking with the American Lung Association's Deb Brown on the new State of Tobacco Control Report. Well, Virginia, of course, is a big tobacco company-based state. How likely is it that you think improvements will come?
Optimistic that we will see improvements coming. I think, you know, from a healthcare cost standpoint, we know that we're paying a lot of money to support tobacco-related diseases. I think that we want to make sure that our state is healthy and that individuals have the opportunity to visit indoor environments where they're smoke-free so that they don't have to be breathing in secondhand smoke. So I do believe that there is momentum moving forward for Virginia to make progress.
You mentioned the recommendation to raise the tobacco taxes. How effective is that?
Well, it's very effective. We know that when we increase tobacco taxes, there's what we call like a triple effect in terms that we can accomplish with that. We know that raising tobacco taxes will significantly increase the likelihood that adults, especially those with low income, will quit because tobacco and cigarettes cost even more. We know that that'll have a greater impact on preventing young people from ever starting to use tobacco. And then with the additional money that's generated from tobacco taxes, we ask policymakers to really dedicate a healthy portion of that to prevention and cessation programs, again, so that we can prevent more kids from starting and help more people quit smoking. So I think there's a triple benefit there when you increase the tobacco tax.
Well, you mentioned prevention and kids. Is smoking still something that people start when they're young?
Absolutely, they start when they're young. And it's one of the reasons that we're really encouraging the age of sales to be raised to 21. We know that tobacco is a very addictive, nicotine, I should say, is the addictive drug found in tobacco. And it's particularly harmful to youth and young adults and really can negatively impact their brain development. We also know that when young people use tobacco, it's highly addictive, setting them up for a lifetime of tobacco use. And we found that close to 95% of adult smokers try their first cigarette before the age of 21. So we want to make sure that we're getting young people to never start. And I think, you know, raising the age of sale to 21 is a real benefit to do that.
I'm Robert Allen, talking with the American Lung Association's Deb Brown in the new State of Tobacco Control Report. Are there any states that have that age 21?
Yes, there are five states currently in the country that have the age of 21. And then there are hundreds of small cities, towns, municipalities that have implemented that. It is something that many states are currently working on in this legislative session.
You mentioned earlier that smoking rates are at historically lows, including among the youth. Is there some hope that the generation coming up, not as many smoking, that'll help lead to some of these changes you're calling for?
We really do hope that that will lead to these changes that we need. And I think, again, it's particularly important to emphasize that we need to make sure we keep funding prevention programs so that we can keep educating our younger generation about the harmful effects of tobacco use. And so that's why it's so important that the Commonwealth continue its programming efforts in cessation and prevention.
And again, Virginia received all F's in the State of Tobacco Control Report, including coverage and access to services to quit tobacco. Does the American Lung Association offer help quitting?
You can call 1-800-LUNG, L-U-N-G, USA, and it will put you in touch with a respiratory therapist or a registered nurse, and they can set up times to talk with you and help you quit smoking. We also encourage individuals to look at services and resources in their local communities. We know that individuals who use quit aids and counseling and have no barriers to quitting smoking often are more successful than those who don't have access to those particular services.
Well, if people want to see this report or find out more information about the American Lung Association, where should they go?
They can go to lung.org and type in State of Tobacco Control and the report will pop up.
Was there anything else you want to add about this report?
I just would like to add, in Virginia, there's about 10,310 people who die each year from smoking. And we know how to reduce tobacco use in the Commonwealth and across the country. And State of Tobacco Control Report looks at proven methods to save lives and protect the health of all Americans. So we just need our elected officials to act and to implement these proven policies. And we know that that will help keep everyone's lungs healthy.
Deb Brown with the American Lung Association, thank you so much for being on the program. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now we're going to switch gears. I saved a little time so you can hear a recap of the Chain of Checks campaign, the announcement that founder Barry Lee made along with his co-host Katie G on this year's campaign total.
Our grand total is going to be shared among our two beneficiaries, Winchester City Public Schools and Frederick County Public Schools. They're going to be utilizing these funds to provide training and resources for their teachers and staff to identify and properly help students with mental health issues. And so we are proud to announce that thanks to our Wink FM family of listeners and a very caring community, the 2017 Chain of Checks campaign grand total, $77,646.33.
That is awesome. And here to accept for Frederick County Public Schools, Tyler Thompson, Student Support Specialist.
It's going to give the great resources to our staff and teachers so that they can help identify and assist the students. And it'll help in their everyday life along with in school, in the long run, help in with the future of their lives.
Now to accept the check for the Winchester City Public Schools, Dr. Doug Joyner, Director of Student Services.
Thank you so much to you, to your listeners, to all of the community members who are gathered here today for this extraordinary gift. This is a great encouragement to each of us who work every day with our students and families. But more importantly, I think it says to those who may struggle, you're not alone. You live in a community that cares, a community that cares enough to act, that cares enough to give pathways of hope. And to everyone who has contributed here and listening today, rest assured that your action is going to have a major positive impact in the lives of those that we serve. And we are extraordinarily grateful. Just thank you so much.
We talked about this when we sat around that table trying to decide on a beneficiary. And we knew that talking about depression and suicide prevention at Christmas was going to be a tough sell, but the listeners in this community, they embraced our cause and they poured out their hearts. $77,646.63 to support our kids and teachers through a Stronger Me campaign.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.